Sports Roundup from Andrew Kolomoff. Hello again and welcome back to our monthly chat about the sporting scene in and around Todmorden. And this time we start with cricket and the news that Todmorden's former Lancashire, Surrey and England all-rounder Chris Schofield has decided to retire just a month or so into the new season. Schofield, 42, who made two test appearances for England against Zimbabwe in 2000, joined Todd in 2018 after stints as professional at various North West clubs following his retirement from the first class game in 2011. A top order batsman and leg spin bowler, he arrived at Centre Vale in 2018 and soon established himself as one of the league's leading players. He's made 45 Lancashire League appearances, played in 11 Worsley Cup ties and featured regularly in the T20 competition. In the league, Schofield scored 1,453 runs at an average of 50.19 with 14 half centuries. He claimed 34 wickets at 21.50. He also held summer coaching sessions for local youngsters during the school summer holidays. His retirement, following Andrew Sutcliffe's decision to quit as skipper for family reasons, although Andrew will continue to play for the club, leaves a big hole at the top of the order as a new skipper, Freddie Priestley, puts his stamp on the squad. Now golf, and news that Todmorden Golf Club's Open Day will take place on Sunday, August 15th, and it promises to be quite a day. The entry list is already open, and there should be no shortage of competitors keen to make a pitch for the special £5,000 hole-in-one prize. Even at professional level, holes in one are hard to come by, so the chances of anyone landing one at Rive Rocks will be pretty remote. But you never know, and isn't that what golfers at all levels dream about? The hole-in-one bonanza is just one of the many incentives that will be on offer, with prizes for the top five finishers and various spot prizes for competitors to aim at. So a great day should be enjoyed by all, particularly for anyone lucky enough to land that ace in the pack. Now another take on our news story about the delay in bringing back Parkrun UK to Centre Vale Park. The weekly event was so popular for Todmorden fun runners until cut short by coronavirus last year, but, as we reported in our news items, hopes that it would resume in early June have been dashed for the time being. But among the people who believe Parkrun can and must return to its former Olympic champion Zebco, now one of the top administrators in world athletics and a leading figure behind the London Olympics in 2012. Coe said in a recent radio interview that it was very important for the country's health and well-being that the Fun Run programme, which celebrated its second anniversary in January 2020, should resume as soon as possible. So let's hope the authorities take note and we will see those Saturday Fun Runners back at Centre Vale sooner rather than later. Back to cricket now, and news of very different fortunes for our two Lancashire League clubs, Todmorden and Walsden. For while Todd has suffered a barren month, losing three league matches against Burnley, Rochdale and Clitheroe, and going down to Clitheroe again in the second round of the Worsley Cup, neighbours Walsden's high-powered start to the season has continued. They were frustrated by the weather after professional Umesh Karunaratne has claimed 7 for 31 against Lower House, but that was followed by victories over Middleton and Darwin, which established their status as championship contenders. They also eased their way into last eight of the cup competition with a 103-run victory over Church to keep their challenge alive on two fronts. They travelled to Burnley in the quarter-final. Unfortunately, the first local derby of the season between our two clubs, due to take place at Walsden at the beginning of May, was wiped out by the weather without a ball bowled. Finally, news of our runners and 10 Todmorden Harriers were involved in the Blackstone Edge Fell Race. The 3.5-mile race, with 1,200 feet of ascent starting with a long-busting climb, a middle section along the rocky ridge line before a helter-skelter descent. Danny Aspinall was first back to the club in 16th place. Dave Garner and Mel Blackhurst also great runs in the Veterans 50 category to claim second male and female, with Jane Leonard second in the V60. Congratulations to them all.